Brazilian artist Cybele made her name singing on albums by her more famous countrymen, artists like Suba and Celso Fonseca. On her self-titled debut, the 25-year-old showcases her seductive vocals and effusive personality. Chris Nixon has this review.
Cybele pulls Brazilian music firmly into the 21st century. She paints samba and bossa nova as just one small part of a global picture, with electronic music as her canvas. She's equally comfortable in English and Portuguese, and she's completely at home in the virtual modern world, as she shows on I'll Be. Listen to the way her singing floats over the lush chords. Cybele's mentor was the groundbreaking producer Suba, and he had a great influence on her. That's apparent in the sophisticated melodic and rhythmic touches throughout the record. But she's built on that foundation. Her vision is focused, and it sparkles with originality. For all her drive, Cybele also possesses an impish sensibility that refuses to be too serious. Her take on Inutile Passagem by Jobim, the bossa nova legend, is deliciously wry, with vintage keyboards twinkling under her voice. Mas pra quê? Pra quê tanto céu? Pra quê tanto mar? Pra quê? De que céu essa onda que quebra no vento da tarde? Cybele is most at home on her own songs. For those, she says, she and co-producer Apollo 9 let chaos reign in the studio. The two kindred spirits sampled wildly, shaping everything into order later. Inspiration might be anywhere, for example, Cybele's local supermarket in Sao Paulo. She taped the sound of cash registers and refrigerators and developed them into the lopsided bass line of Waiting. Sitting, staring, and cigarette ash. Waiting. Cybele is a disc of exquisite little pleasures, where sultry maturity mingles with childlike joy. Accomplished and artistic, it brings fresh, cool air to Brazil, and it bodes very well for Cybele's musical future.
Chris Nixon reviewed the new CD by Cybele.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.